I'm a pharmacy technician from the prior authorization department.
Okay. Zytiga, which is a chemo agent.
Mm-hmm.
The brand is a tier 2 with prior auth required. The generic of that product states a plan benefit exclusion with no prior auth, no step therapy. So does that mean that the generic is a complete out-of-pocket?
Yes, unless they do, they may request an appeal for it. And
uh-huh.
if it's added to the, if it's approved, it will be covered at the highest tier available for the members' pharmacy benefits.
Okay.
That it's possible
to
get it covered, yes.
Okay. So if the brand name is tier 2, then with an appeal, the generic would be a tier 4?
The highest tier available on the member's insurance.
Okay, so...
That depends. Maybe it might be a 6, an 8. That depends
on this particular plan,
the highest
it's a
one.
Tier 4.
But that will be, then it will be 4 at the highest.
Okay, got it. So in that case, taking the generic product would be more expensive, significantly
mm-hmm.
more expensive than taking the brand.
Yes, I've seen that with the Vyvanse, the Adderall, Teftim, some medications for some reason. It might be due to contact or something. it's better to take the brand name than the generic.
Okay, and you see that with Adderall?
I've seen that with Teftim, Adderall, Vyvanse, Adderall XR, Focalin, Ritalin. Yeah, I've seen quite a few products that brand names preferred.
Okay. Got it. Okay, that was my question. That's all it was, because that makes a very big difference.
Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah.